Today, the Senate began 9 hours of debate on the nomination of Condoleezza Rice to be the next Secretary of State. The White House had hoped that Ms. Rice would be confirmed by the Senate last week before President Bush's inauguration. That's become something of a tradition. But several Democrats, including Senators Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts and Barbara Boxer of California, declared that they would vote against Condoleezza Rice's nomination. Even with that, however, her confirmation as Secretary of State is not in doubt. Joining us to tell us what all these political maneuverings mean is NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin. Nice to have you here in studio.
Hi, Neil.
3A.
Thank you.
Let's get this out of the way. It's pretty much understood that Condoleezza Rice will be the next Secretary of State.
That's correct. You have a Republican majority in the Senate of 55 seats, plus you have several Democrats, including several today, who have voiced support for Dr. Rice.
She was supported 16-2 in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Those two votes were Democrats, but some of those 16 in favor were also Democrats.
That's correct. As a matter of fact, she was accompanied to the hearing by Dianne Feinstein, the senior Democrat, senior senator from California.
And her partner in the U.S. Senate, Senator Barbara Boxer, Democrat from California, has led the charge against Condoleezza Rice.
That's right. It's a question of whether what Dr. Rice knew, what her advice was before going to war, the decision to go to war in Iraq. But also it's an opportunity for Democrats not only to go after Dr. Rice and what advice she gave, but for Democrats to go after the war itself, the conduct of the war, the decision to go to war, and the decisions made in the aftermath of the fall of Saddam Hussein.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting that even in people will remember one of the most memorable moments of the exchanges in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee was Joe Biden of Delaware telling Condoleezza Rice that her estimation of the number of troops that had been trained in Iraq was malarkey. He voted for her.
That's right. Well, he voted for a committee and says he'll vote for her again. But what I thought was interesting today is that some moderate Democrats may be starting to grow in opposition. For example, Evan Bayh, who's not thought to be a Barbara Boxer flaming liberal type, but Evan Bayh, a very centrist Democrat, said that there must be accountability from this government, and it sounded like his heart was kind of sad, but he said he would vote against the Rice nomination.
Let's listen to a little bit of the debate, and first we're going to hear a Democrat who says he is in favor of the nomination. This is Joe Lieberman, Democrat of Connecticut.
The nomination of a Secretary of State in a second term of a president naturally is an opportunity, appropriately, for people to raise questions about the foreign policy of that administration. But in the final analysis, I hope it is also an opportunity around this very qualified nominee for us to come together and say to one another and to the world, both our enemies and our allies, that in the final analysis, Americans will stand together shoulder to shoulder against terrorism, against the enemy.
Democrat Joe Lieberman of Connecticut speaking earlier today on the floor of the U.S. Senate. And, of course, there are those opposed. Barbara Boxer, as I understand it, has yet to take the floor. But let's listen here to Democratic Senator Mark Dayton of Minnesota.
Sadly, the attitude of too many of my colleagues across the aisle is our president wrong, wrong, or wrong. They defend him. They protect him. And they allow his top administration officials to get away with lying. Lying to Congress, lying to our committees, and lying to the American people. It's wrong, it's immoral, it's un-American, and it has to stop. It stops by not promoting top administration officials who engage in the practice, who have been instrumental in deceiving Congress and the American people. And regrettably, that includes Dr. Rice.
Pretty strong language for the floor of the United States Senate, Ken Rudin.
That's true, although neither vote, neither speech was really unexpected, except for the severity of Dayton's words. Dayton is a longtime war opponent, voted against the war, and he obviously opposes Rice. Joe Lieberman, a war supporter, and as a Dr. Rice supporter as well.
Now, all of this comes and we deliberately picked out two cuts from Democrats, one supporting Condoleezza Rice, one opposed. This is in the midst of the Democratic Party trying to figure out who it is, what it's going to be, and what it's going to do over the next 4 years.
Well, you know, 10 years ago this spring, Bill Clinton made that famous speech about wondering whether he was still relevant. This is in the wake of the Republican takeover of Congress in 1994. 10 years later, some Democrats are still wondering if they're relevant.
That's actually a question he was asked at a news conference, but go ahead.
That's right. But 10 years later, the Democrats are still wondering if they're relevant and what role they have. They're down 55-45 in the Senate. The basically 10 years of Republican control of Congress, which is, you know, the most it's been like since in the 1920s, and they really want to know what to do. They know they can't stop the war. They know they're not going to stop Dr. Rice or Alberto Gonzalez for Attorney General or anybody else on the Bush cabinet, you know, the nine positions to fill, but they need a role. Their backs are basically against the wall, and they feel that at least it gives them an opportunity, if nothing else, it gives them an opportunity to make the case perhaps they wish they had made before going to war about the conduct of the war, the legality of the war, and the conduct of the war.
Yet this is clearly a division within their own party. There are those like Senator Lieberman who will say partisanship stops at the water's edge.
Well, look, you know, as you say, as you noted earlier, the vote in this Foreign Relations Committee last week was 16-2, and yet it was Barbara Boxer who was all over the news. Everybody talked about Barbara Boxer's speech and Barbara Boxer's questioning, and that's true. But again, it was only two votes in the negative.
Mm-hmm. Is there any chance? I mean, one of the things this has done is tie up the United States Senate for a couple of days. Is there any chance of, you know, a grander strategy here that already, you know, that just as the new Congress begins, the Democrats are saying, let's kill some time here.
Well, you know, it's funny. Yesterday, I thought this is very interesting. Yesterday, Dick Durbin, who's the Senate Democratic whip, said yesterday that regarding the relationship with the Bush White House, he said the honeymoon is over. Now, I don't know where there was a honeymoon to begin with. I don't remember, the ceremony even. But let alone that, it seems like the Democrats do have this plan to either make it tough for the nominations. Obviously, if they're going to do this with Alberto Gonzalez and Dr. Rice and Mike Leavitt for HHS, who knows what it's going to be like for Supreme Court nominations. It's a strategy. When you're down 55-45 in the Senate, there's not much of an opportunity you have to make the laws. Obviously, you don't have 60 votes, so the Republicans can't do what they want to do, mm-hmm. carte blanche, but the Democrats don't have much opportunity either. And what they can do is they can stall, they can delay, they can ask questions, they can make life irritable for the Republicans, for President Bush and the Republicans. Andy Card said the other day, this is just a question of petty politics. Some Democrats may even agree with that. I think Joe Lieberman probably thinks that this should not be part of politics. Ken Salazar, the new Democratic senator from Colorado, also announced on the Senate floor today that he will vote for Dr. Rice regardless of politics. So there are some Democrats who feel that some people are playing politics in their own party.
Mm-hmm.
But again, some of the opponents of the war have no other way of speaking out.
If the Democrats could hold their 45 votes together in the United States Senate, they could block these nominees.
Well, they could block them from a vote taking place, and
yes.
Certainly, and as a matter of fact, Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota has raised the specter of the possibility of blocking the vote of Michael Leavitt unless they get a vote on importing prescription drugs from Canada. So they do have that weapon at their disposal. But again, it's, I mean, I hate to use the word obstructionist because it sounds like I'm taking sides here.
Yeah.
But again, it's one of the few. Again, in the minority in the Senate, it's one of the few things they can do.
Well, obstructionist, that word is going to come up again in the context of judicial nominations. And here, this is where the issue could get really, really heated. Again, Condoleezza Rice is going to be confirmed. Alberto Gonzalez is going to be confirmed by the Republican-controlled Senate. When it comes down to judgeships of controversial nominees, Democrats do have the prospect of holding enough of their votes together to block the consideration of some nominations on the floor.
Well, that's exactly right. Exactly correct. Condoleezza Rice, Alberto Gonzalez, if confirmed, will serve the duration of the Bush presidency, or as long as the president wants. But obviously, a Supreme Court decision, or Supreme Court nominee, is lifelong.
And all federal judges are lifelong nominees. And this is where the Republican leader in the United States Senate, Dr. Frist, has said, you know, maybe we need to change the rules and have just a straight up or down vote, 50 plus one, or the majority 50% plus one. And the Democrats call this the nuclear option.
Well, you know, that would explode whatever tensions there are in the Senate right now, whatever partisan tensions there are, that would explode. And look, be careful what you wish for, because, you know, the Republicans will not be in the majority forever. Maybe 100, 200 years from now, the Democrats may actually recapture the majority in the Senate, and then Bill Frist will regret, if he's still alive in 100, 200 years, will regret that up or down majority vote.
The debate in the Senate floor has resumed about half an hour ago. I guess 6 hours left to debate the issue of Condoleezza Rice's nomination to be the next Secretary of State. Which senators remain to be heard from?
Well, Robert Byrd is one of the, again, a long time, first of all, he's been in the Senate since 1958, a long time protector of the Constitution, as he likes to think of himself, or exactly, Neil just made a face, but he is opposed to the war from the beginning, opposed to Dr. Rice's nomination. He will give an hour-long speech. Also yet to be heard is Barbara Boxer, who also may speak up to an hour. Again, there are about 7 hours left of the debate. It will not go end today. The debate will continue tomorrow, and a vote is likely in mid-afternoon tomorrow.
So by the end of business tomorrow, the Senate will have voted up or down on the nomination of Condoleezza Rice.
That's the expectation.
Ken Rudin, thanks for joining us here in Studio 3A.
Thank you, Neil.
Ken Rudin is NPR's political editor, and he's talking to us about the debate going on right now in the United States Senate over the nomination of Condoleezza Rice to be the Secretary of State. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.